I told you before that I have a few Scottish ancestors, and I've also mentioned that quite a few people in County Antrim and parts of County Down have a distinct Scots accent. In fact, did you know that the word Scot, from which we get Scotland of course, comes from the Latin word Scoti, which the Romans used to describe people from Ireland? The original Scots were actually Irishmen. In the early 7th century, there was an area of western Scotland and most of County Antrim, which was known as the Kingdom of Dal Riata or Dal Riada. People travelled back and forward by boat between the two parts of Dal Riada, which is probably why we can hear a lot of Scots in the County Antrim accent. Now, if you come to visit County Antrim, the place you can't afford to miss is a wee spot on the north coast of Antrim, near the town of Ballycastle. It's called the Giant's Causeway. You've got to climb down below the cliff and you come to what is known as a granite pavement. Tens of thousands of interlocking hexagonal granite rocks. They start up the cliff behind, looking like huge organ pipes, the Giant's Organ. Further down, they become a causeway that eventually disappears into the sea, reappearing on the other side at Fingal's Cave in Scotland. Hundreds of thousands of people come every year to visit this place, and of course to absorb the legends about the giant. Well, two giants actually. On the Irish side with a boy called Finn McCool, who is supposed to have built the causeway, so he could walk over to Scotland without wetting his feet. Apparently he fell out with the Scottish giant and dug out a big piece of sod to throw at him. He missed, and the sod fell into the sea and became the Isle of Man, while the place he dug it out of filled up with water and became Loch Ness, the largest loch in the British Isles. Now, as the man said, if you believe that, you believe anything. Finn McCool was actually the central figure of a series of legendary tales. He may have been a very big man, but he certainly didn't create the Giant's Causeway, Loch Ness, or the Isle of Man. He was a great warrior and the leader of a band of warriors and heroes who defended Ireland and the High King against invaders, pirates, and sometimes other local kings. His warriors were known as the Fianna, and the tales about them are known as the Fenian Cycle. The stories of Finn, which means fur or white-haired, so he may have been either blonde or prematurely white, involve a lot of magic. His wife had been turned into a deer and only took human form when on Finn's land. He himself had magical knowledge through once burning his thumb on the salmon of knowledge and then sucking it. So when he needed that special knowledge, he would suck his thumb and it would come to him. When he got old, though, he became a bit bitter. The High King had promised Finn his beautiful daughter Grania as his wife, but of course, instead, she fell in love with a young warrior called Jermid, and the two ran away together, pursued by Finn. Eventually, Finn agrees to let them alone, but years later, when Jermid is injured during a boar hunt, and